Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. Before we get investigating, I want to respond to Kevin, one of our super fans and a very serious detective in training. Kevin wants to know if there will be a Snoop and Sniffy TV show in a couple of years. Well, Kevin, the world of TV is very mysterious. And while it seemed obvious that Sniffy and I should have our own TV show, we've only taken the very first step to making that a reality. Our Snoop and Sniffy podcast has been optioned for TV, and so, if you cross your fingers and Sniffy and I cross our paws, then there's a very good chance that there will be a Snoop and Sniffy TV show in a couple of years. But for now, we are having a blast sharing our adventures with junior detectives like you all over the world on this podcast. So, let's get today's adventure going. It's another fine day here in Pflugerville. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and a mystery party is afoot.
A mystery party?
You saw the invitation, Sniffy. Bean is throwing Wiggles a mystery birthday party.
Oh, Dad, yes, I did see that. But what does a mystery party mean? Like, I know what a mystery is and I know what a party is, but what's a mystery party?
It's a fun type of party where all the guests will dress up in fancy clothes and play different characters, and then a mystery will occur and we'll all have to figure out who did it. And whoever does, wins.
What? That sounds so fun!
I don't know why they'd invite two top dog detectives to a mystery party. Clearly, you and I will have no problem figuring this out. Should be a piece of cake. But also, the prize is cake.
I love cake! I think I'll go as a park ranger.
You don't get to choose your role, silly. Bean sent along our character cards, too.
He did?
Yes, here's yours.
My name is Montgomery Sinclair, the nephew of Lord Sinclair, a reckless whippersnapper with a penchant for trouble and donuts. I'm so cool! I can play this part! What's your character's name, Snoop?
My name is Detective Inspector Theodore Blackpaw. I'm a seasoned investigator with a keen eye for detail and a no-nonsense vibe, but with secrets to hide.
Ew, that sounds just like you.
But I don't have any secrets to hide.
A likely story, Theodore.
I can see you're going to be really into this.
Yes, I am.
Here, Bean actually provided our outfits too. I have this suede detective hat, and you have a nice cape and army boots.
I already feel like Montgomery Sinclair. When does this party start? I want to go now.
Actually, it's already started. We're a bit late. Let's head over to the country club now. The party is being held inside the club's lounge. Remember, Sniffy, every detail matters. Pay attention, observe, listen. and always be prepared.
I smell trouble already.
Ah, Snoop, Sniffy, you've arrived. Or rather, should I say, Detective Inspector Theodore Blackpaw and my dear nephew, Montgomery Sinclair.
Uncle, that's right. Hi, Uncle.
Everyone, quiet down. Now that our last two guests have arrived, we can get around and introduce everyone. Starting with the birthday star Wiggles, or rather, Penelope Witherspork.
Why, hello. Yes, thank you for attending my soiree. I am Penelope Witherspork. I'm a budding jazz musician with a vivacious personality. When I'm not playing the piano, I'm charming my guests with my perky smile and pleasant personality. Welcome to the jazz party. Let me tickle some keys. Thank you. And now it's time to introduce our host, the one and only Lord Reginald Sinclair.
Thank you, Penelope. Wonderful jazz work. My name is Lord Reginald Sinclair. I'm the host of this party. I'm rich, influential, and like to be the center of attention.
Sounds like Bean.
Nephew, please be quiet while I'm speaking. Today I present Penelope with a sapphire tiara for their birthday, which is resting over there on the chimney mantle.
Oh. It's so beautiful! Thank you.
Smells like money. Sniffy, step back. Now, on to the rest of our guests. We have Winnie the Wolfhound playing
Lady Evelyn Codswallop. I'm a glamorous socialite who also wants to be a novelist. I'm elegant and like to wear fancy things while I eavesdrop on my future book subjects.
Thank you, Evelyn. Next up is Lorraine the Duck, who is playing
Do I have to?
Yes, Lorraine.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Agatha Crispy Sauce. I'm the housekeeper at this manor. I am stern, rules-oriented, and I don't have a sense of humor. Gee, who came up with this?
I'll go next. I'm Sir Percival Rake, and I'm a free-spirited adventurer who likes to collect ancient and exotic artifacts. That's true.
Thank you, Fred. I mean, Percival. Next up is Donna the Raccoon.
I can't believe you invited Donna. She's gonna trash the place.
Well, then it's a good thing you're here, Mrs. Agatha Crispy Sauce. You can clean up after her.
Ahem. My name is not Donna. It's Miss Cordelia Fairtrash, and I'm an independent and spirited flapper. I love to dance, gossip, and have fun while uncovering secrets. That's me.
Can I go next?
Sure. Go ahead.
I forgot my name already.
Montgomery Sinclair.
Oh, that's right. Hi, y'all. I'm Montgomery Sinclair. I'm a nephew to Bean, or whatever his name is.
It's Lord Reginald, young man.
Right. And what else about me? I'm reckless and cause trouble. And I love donuts.
Thank you, Montgomery, for that interesting introduction.
And lastly, we have our own dog detective himself, Snoop.
Yes, good evening all. Pleasure to be here. My name is Detective Inspector Theodore Blackpaw. I will be watching all of you very closely tonight, so don't even think about doing anything sinister. I have a keen eye for detail and no secrets of my own, despite what is otherwise said. I will be solving this mystery and winning that prized cake. That is all. Carry on.
Thank you, Detective Inspector. Glad to have you here.
I feel safer already.
Okay, so now what? When does the mystery begin?
I can't see a thing.
Who turned off the lights?
Is this part of the show? Ow! You just stepped on me.
Donna, did you throw down this banana peel?
My name is Cordelia Fairtrash.
I found the switch.
Well, that was odd and unexpected.
Was it? Or was that all part of the plan? Look.
Where?
The sapphire tiara. It's gone. while the lights were out, someone stole Penelope's sapphire tiara.
That's upsetting. I spent a good deal of money on that. I didn't even get to try it on yet.
Well, I think it was Cordelia. She threw a banana peel on the ground.
That wasn't me.
That was my banana. Sorry.
So, when does the mystery party start?
Sniffy, that's what is happening right now.
Oh, I didn't realize the game had started. Okay, so we have to figure out who stole the sapphire tiara.
Whoever figures out who stole the tiara and where it is hidden now wins.
Do you two know the solution already?
No. When we came up with this mystery game, neither me nor Lord Reginald knows the solution.
Could Lord Reginald have taken back the sapphire tiara? Did he really want to gift it to you and throw this party?
How dare you, Detective Inspector? I wouldn't gift a gift only to steal it back.
You might.
I resent the accusation.
This is so fun! Everything is going according to plan.
Ugh, not again with the lights.
Ow! Someone tried to take my banana!
Wait, this isn't supposed to be happening.
No, it's not. We need the lights. Turn them back on. This isn't part of the plan.
Snoop, I'm scared.
Something has gone very wrong indeed. Dear investigators, the mystery party seems to have taken a very wrong turn. The scripted set that Bean and Wiggles planned has now gone off course, and I can't see a thing. Let's take a quick break and see if we can get these lights back on.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're back, and we're still in the dark. Bean and Wheel's mystery party has taken a wrong turn and is now off course. We need to figure out how to get these lights back on and get back on track. Stat!
This wasn't supposed to happen. Why won't the lights turn on?
My party's ruined!
Let me see if I can fix the lights. It isn't broken. The light switch just seems to have been turned off. Nothing is wrong.
The lights, they're back on. Phew!
T'was odd. They'd just been flipped off again.
Well, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, the lights were only supposed to go off once, and then the sapphire tiara would be gone.
The sapphire tiara! It's gone from where I hid it!
What do you mean it's gone? I thought it was already gone.
It was, but now it's gone again.
You mean you took the sapphire tiara, Lord Reginald?
Yes. Oh, but stop. There isn't a mystery party anymore. Someone really took the sapphire tiara from its hiding place. Now a real theft has occurred.
Wait a minute. So the culprit of taking the sapphire tiara was Reginald Sinclair?
Yes. We planned it so that Lord Sinclair planned this party, took back the tiara for himself, because you would all later find out he's in debt.
Isn't that a bit obvious?
Well, there were more twists and turns and red herrings.
What's a red herring?
It's a fish.
Yes, but it can also be a misleading clue intentionally designed to divert attention away from the solution of the case. I'm sure Bean and Wiggles had many elaborate plans for each of our characters.
We did. Penelope Witherspork was going to secretly be the child of Sir Percival Rake.
I have a daughter?
And the housekeeper was secretly going to be the president of the country on a spy mission to save Lord Reginald from his evil nephew.
Evil nephew? I was evil? I thought I just liked the donuts.
I could see myself as president.
And Detective Inspector Blackpaw's secret was that any time anyone said the word olive, he would think he was a gerbil.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have to do that part of it.
But now that's all ruined. This FRTR is actually gone, and the mystery party's over. I'm just going to sit on this chaise lounge chair the rest of the day and cry.
And I actually need that tiara back. It wasn't actually mine to use in this party anyways. Hopefully Piper's human owners won't mind. Whoops.
Someone wants to ruin my party. I know it. Which of you did it? Which one of you took the sapphire tiara?
Wiggles, do calm down. Luckily for you, Sniffy and I are here. We're the best dog detectives on Bark Street. If anyone can find out who took your sapphire tiara, it's us.
I hope so, Snoop.
Now, let's take a step back, shall we? There is only one entrance and exit to this room. Here, correct?
As far as I know, yes.
So, whoever took the sapphire tiara couldn't have gone far. The lights weren't out that long. That means the tiara must still be in this room.
Unless they threw it out the window.
Winnie's got a point.
Perhaps, but during the blackout, no windows were opened. These windows are strong and require one to use their jaws to wind it open. No one could have taken the tiara and done it in that time.
Fred, where do you keep getting those bananas of yours? By the way, I'm going to have to write you a ticket for littering.
I brought the bananas with me. You never know at a party if there will be food or not, so I came prepared. And I'm glad I did. All you have here is dog food. Blah!
Fred, you do have a particular talent for climbing walls and ceilings. You could have potentially hid the tiara up high, perhaps behind a book on the top of a bookshelf.
Well, yeah, I'm a good climber, but I didn't take it. I don't like sapphires. Also, I'm not the only climber. Donna can climb too.
It's true, I can climb too. But why would I want a sparkly sapphire tiara? I like trash, and trash alone. Can we go already?
No. No one can leave until we figure this out. One of us has stolen the tiara, and it's still in this room.
Where was everyone the second time the lights went out?
Great question, Sniffy. Let us all answer. I was here by the fireplace.
And I was next to him.
I was looking through this trash can. Only thing in it is shredded paper, which is disappointing.
I was also by the trash can cleaning up the shredded paper as Donna was dumping it on the floor.
I was over by the buffet table trying to see if the dog biscuits were edible.
And I was here by the pool table, wondering if the pool balls were numbered correctly. I think number 8 is missing.
So you were the closest to the door, Winnie?
No, he wasn't. Bean, you haven't said where you were yet.
Me? I was here by the dartboard. Bean couldn't have done it. He wouldn't.
Or would he?
I didn't. What?
I know you didn't.
I did not. Oh, you said you know I didn't.
Correct.
Does that mean you know who did?
That is right. But first, I need Sniffy to confirm something for me.
Me?
Yes. When we first walked into the country club lounge, you took a nice deep sniff of the sapphire tiara.
I did. It smelled like money.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the animal who took the sapphire tiara is sitting on it right now. Sniffy, please do the honours of sniffing them out.
Aye, aye, Snoop. Ah, yes, I smell it. It's leading me over here, over to the chaise lounge chair. It's under here, under Wiggles.
What? That's impossible.
Wiggles, please stand up from the chaise lounge chair.
Okay, I will, but...
The sapphire tiara!
Wiggles stole her own birthday gift back. I'm confused.
Me too. Can we go yet? I need to be in trash.
That's right, everyone. Wiggles planned it all. He wasn't alone. Bean was conspirator.
Snoop, you really figure everything out.
How did you know this time, Snoop?
Deduction, dear friends. When we arrived, the mystery party was all a front. The true mystery would come about when we thought the party was over and thought the tiara actually was stolen. But that's when the fun really began for you two.
We thought we could really fool you by pretending the party was ruined and that the actual stolen sapphire tiara wasn't part of the plan. But nothing gets past you, Snoop.
No, it does not. I must say, very well performed, you two. Very convincing performances.
So, let me get this clear. The party was a ruse for the real mystery party?
Correct.
Right.
I might have to give you both a ticket for thoroughly mixing me up.
That was fun. Best mystery party ever. Even if Snoop and Sniffy figured it out pretty quickly.
One of the better mystery parties I've been to, in fact.
I sniffed the tiara out pretty quickly. Oh, and by the way, where's that sapphire tiara now? I don't see it anymore.
What a fun time had by all. I love a good mystery party, and I must pour it over to Bean and Wiggles. They provided enough twists and turns for a full-scale caper. I was second-guessing myself till the final moment. Luckily, Sniffy could sniff out the tiara. Hopefully it's not actually missing this time. Ah, well, that's the case for another day. If you enjoyed today's podcast, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, remember, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.